أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا، قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره، ولا تنقصوا المكيال والميزان، إني أراكم بخير وإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم محيط. ويا قوم أوفوا المكيال والميزان بالقسط، ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم، ولا تأثوا في الأرض مفسدين، بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين، وما أنا عليكم بحفيظ. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 84, 85 and 86 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking about Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam's people and their disobedience to Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had destroyed them. Here Allah Ta'ala speaks about His Nabi Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam, to whom Allah Ta'ala had sent to the place called Madian. Madian was actually Madian ibn Ibrahim. His name was Madian, and then thereafter the name of this place also became known as Madian. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam to these people. Sending means he was from the community of Madian. Allah Ta'ala had appointed him as a Nabi. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعِيبًا. And to Madian we sent their brother Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam. No difference in his message to the previous Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and all the other Anbiya alayhim salam. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. He said, oh my people, worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. There is absolutely no deity, no God, no object of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some narrations indicate that the people of Madian used to worship trees, and the Quran also refers to them in various places as Ashabul Aika. So Aika actually means trees, and hence some ulama of the opinion that they had this kind of worship. But together with that, another great sin or crime that they had committed, that Allah had given them an abundance of wealth, and they were by and large business people, but they would cheat when it come to measure and weight. So Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam addresses this issue. Just one point that we should remember when we discuss Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, when we discuss the people of Aad, we discussed the people of Thamud. We found that only one aspect that they had been spoken about in the Quran, and that is about the kufr and the disbelief. These two Nabis, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, were sent to two such communities that besides the kufr in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they had committed other transgressive acts. The people of Lut alayhi salam, we discussed, it was sodomy, it was homosexuality, and hence there were two aspects with regards to their lives, the iman and the ill deed. Here again, with regards to Madian and Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, there are two ill deeds. One is the kufr, the shirk, the disbelief in Allah Ta'ala, and the other is that they would cheat when it come to business transactions. Hence he said to his people, وَلَا تَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. And do not diminish, do not give less in the measure and in the scale in what you weigh. إِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. Certainly I see you with khair, I see you in an affluent condition. وَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ مُحِيطٍ. And I fear upon you an azab that will surround you, completely surround you. There will be never a way through which you will be able to come out of this azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again, there is a reiteration. وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. In the previous ayat, there was a prohibition. Here there is a command, O my people, fulfill and give full insofar as the measure and also the weight is concerned, bil qisti wal justice. وَلَا تَبَخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ, and do not cut short the things of the people. In other words, fulfill the حُقُوقُ ibad. Whatever is due to people, whatever their rights be, fulfill their rights. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَوْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, for if you do not do so, then what will happen is, there will be corruption on the earth, and people now, you are consuming haram, people are done down, they are going to begin to fight, and the result is that you're going to have anarchy. So hence, and do not spread corruption, mischief on the earth. Baqiyatullahi khairul lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. Baqiyya actually means something that is left over. Now if you take a literal translation of this ayah, Baqiyatullah, the left over, the remainder of Allah Ta'ala, is khair, is better for you if you had brought iman. What is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala referring to? By and large, the commentators have stated what is halal. That is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about. You want to take from the people haram, but Allah Ta'ala has put in your taqdeer, Allah Ta'ala has given you an abundance, so that is regarded as baqiyatullah, what Allah has placed in your taqdeer for you. Allah will put an abundance of barakah in it, and that will be best for you, but that is only if you have brought iman. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيرٍ, and I am not a watcher over you. In other words, Allah had sent me to deliver this message, but I'm not here to see your deeds and to pick on your deeds, but I'm here to correct whatever you do. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke about Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, then he said Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam was a khatib. He was an orator, and he's known as Khatibul Anbiya, the orator from amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And look at the eloquence in which he invited his people, one, towards Allah, and secondly, he spoke about the ill doings with regards to the rights of others, but yet this community had not listened to Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.